Jason Sanford, give us an overview of the various components of the long-delayed project that was first proposed around 25 years ago.
David, the project includes several big pieces. One is the widening of I-240 in West Asheville. Another component is building a new bridge across the French Broad River. And a third component would require some adjustments to what we know as malfunction junction, or that congested interchange of 240, 26, and 40.
Each element brings a degree of controversy. The route has yet to be determined. There are various options that have their ups and downs. The widening project calls into question the number of lanes through West Asheville. Even the malfunction junction improvements have some controversy. How did the election of Republican Governor Pat McCrory and the Republicans' supermajority in the House and Senate alter the landscape of this proposed project?
Last year, lawmakers came up with a bill, which Governor McCrory signed into law, that overhauled the entire DOT funding system. It's a complicated formula. And the new formula that lawmakers devised, they claim, makes DOT more flexible and in some ways simplifies the process of prioritizing what projects get funded across the state.
You spoke with Julie Mayfield. She's a member of the working group, along with elected officials from City Council and from the Buncombe County Board of Commissioners. What did she have to say about a briefing that members were given by the NCDOT?
Mayfield, who is also co-director of a local environmental group, the WNC Alliance, told me that DOT officials briefed this working group about 2 weeks ago at the working group's request, because at the start of the year, DOT had said, we're coming up with our list of statewide priorities. Here's what's happening. And the working group said, wait a second, if you're talking about the I-26 connector project, we haven't seen the latest adjustments to the various alternatives. We want to see those. So about 2 weeks ago, DOT presented those alternatives. Since then, the working group has been trying to write a resolution that both Asheville City Council and Buncombe County Commissioners could support.
Is it important that county commissioners and city council members endorse this latest NCDOT plan?
Julie Mayfield says yes. Actually, both parties say yes. Julie Mayfield says that DOT officials essentially told the group that if you have everybody in agreement on board backing a specific highway proposal, your chances are much better of being listed higher on the funding priority list. Rick Tipton in our local DOT division office said that yes, that is a factor, but he said the DOT officials didn't put any pressure on anybody to reach an agreement. They just noted that it would be a factor in consideration. But there are other factors like the cost of the proposal, which is probably one of the biggest, and the impact on the community.
But did the NCDOT official set a timeline for this?
Well, they are working on a timeline. March 31st is the DOT deadline to submit, for all divisions, to submit their road building projects for prioritization.
That's not much time to get feedback from various interested parties. And there are many. You have the business community led by the Council of Independent Business Owners, the Chamber of Commerce. You have neighborhood groups, primarily the Burton Street neighborhood and Monford neighborhood. You have various environmental groups who are concerned about what's going to be transported in trucks along the highway and the effect on the river. There are lots of different interests, and time is short.
Well, that's right. So this latest proposal that the local working group is looking at supporting has the least impact on West Asheville neighborhoods, according to DOT officials and the working group, specifically on the Emma community, and it's also the cheapest proposal by about $100 million.
This latest alternative being delivered by NCDOT is being labeled 3C, and it doesn't address three issues that have been critical to this discussion. One, it calls for 8 lanes through West Asheville. Two, there is no inclusion of a signature bridge across the French Broad River. And three, it doesn't separate local traffic from highway traffic across the bridge.
What Mayfield says is that she believes there's obvious pressure from the DOT for local agreement on this specific proposal. But Mayfield also notes that any resolution that would be presented to City Council and County Commissioners for approval would be specific enough to say that the resolution only applies to this process of funding prioritization, and that there would be another vote and another resolution on down the line in which our local governments could make points regarding pedestrian and bicycle access or separating local traffic from highway traffic.
You mentioned the bicycles and pedestrian traffic. According to the proposal, the DOT is suggesting that they would cantilever a pedestrian and bicycle path off of the bridge on the south side, on the River Arts District side, for pedestrian and bicycle traffic, which would obviously be very high.
One of the frustrating aspects of this, at least right now, David, is that I haven't seen any plans. I know there are some drawings in the local DOT office here near downtown Asheville, but there's not been anything posted online, and there has not yet been any public forum to update residents about this new proposal.
Bottom line, the proposal from NCDOT is cheaper by $100 million, and what city and county officials are looking at is to get this back in the queue of priorities.
That's right, David. And again, just as a matter to be clear, we're talking about the I-26 connector piece of this project, which has a total price tag of somewhere between $500 million and $800 million. You know, and that price keeps going up every year it gets delayed.
Jason Sanford is the founder of the website AshVegas. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.